Technology Quarterly.
A Technology Quarterly on chip making.
Chip design. A Cambrian explosion. AI has propelled chip architecture towards specialization and a tighter bond with software.
Exactly when the process started, no one knows, but fossils from the Cambrian period some 540 million years ago show life on Earth going through a remarkable period of diversification, the point at which it became clear that a similarly transformed diversification was kicking off in the world of chips can be dated much more precisely. In May 2016, at Google's annual event for developers, Sundar Pichai, the firm's boss, casually mentioned that we have started building specialized custom hardware. In the 2000s, software companies like Google, Microsoft, and Meta were content with the incremental processing gains that chipmakers delivered every few years. But in the early 2010s, Google realized that enthusiasm for artificial intelligence or AI applications based on machine learning could overwhelm it. If everyone with an Android phone were to use its voice control feature for 3 minutes a day, one executive calculated, the firm would need double its data center capacity. By 2015, newer machine learning algorithms were demanding 100 times more processing power than previous versions. Because the chip-making industry did not have any idea that would make everything better quickly enough, says David Patterson of the University of California, Berkeley, who is also an advisor to Google, there was little alternative but specialization, working on chips that did only a few things but did them very much better. Most machine learning algorithms are based on artificial neural networks, programs inspired by the structure of the human brain. A neural network is made of simulated layers of nodes or neurons which accept a set of inputs. Each input is multiplied by a weight and the products are added for a single value. If the value clears a certain threshold, it is passed to the next layer. This continues until the output layer spits out the final answer. Deep learning networks can be a few layers deep or over 100. While training, the model's weights and thresholds are tuned until the network's output aligns with the training data. During inference, the weights are locked and the trained model responds to user queries. Neural networks require specific calculations, a series of additions and multiplications known as matrix multiplication on a large number of nodes. They can be parallelized, that is, batches of them can be done at the same time. In the early days of machine learning, central processing units, or CPUs, were used to run these algorithms. A CPU is an everything machine that can run any software, from word processing and email to spreadsheets and browsers. But CPUs are not designed for the large-scale parallel processing needed by neural networks. For every operation, they sequentially load one data item from memory, process it in the core, and store the results back in memory. To speed up machine learning algorithms, specialist AI chips known as accelerators split tasks into multiple parallel threads that run simultaneously. A graphics processing unit, or GPU, the earliest example of this approach, has thousands of specialized cores for arithmetic operations crucial for neural networks. By focusing on specific tasks, like multiplication and addition, GPUs can outperform CPUs by orders of magnitude. NVIDIA's GPUs, originally designed to speedily render video game images by processing countless pixels simultaneously, turned out to be very well suited to running neural networks too. But even with this massive processing power, GPUs still need to access memory to store the intermediate results of their computations. Most processors have a small but zippy memory on the chip called a cache and a much larger but slower to access memory unit off the chip. Accessing the off-chip memory takes about 1,000 times longer than accessing on-chip memory and uses nearly 200 times as much energy. As AI models have become bigger, the volume of data that they process has grown exponentially. SK Hynix, a South Korean memory chip maker, estimates that more than 9/10 of the processing time for inference, that is, using a model to respond to user queries of OpenAI's GPT-4, was spent on just shuttling data back and forth. This memory wall throttles a processor's speed by tying it to the pace at which data trickles in from the memory. To tackle this bottleneck, Google took the parallel approach of a GPU even further. The firm built a chip specifically for neural networks. Its AI processor, known as the Tensor Processing Unit, or TPU, contains thousands of multiply and add units directly connected in a giant grid. The TPU loads the data from external memory into its grid, where it flows through in regular waves, similar to how a heart pumps blood. After each multiplication, the results are passed to the next unit. By reusing data from previous steps, the TPU reduces the need to access the off-chip memory. TPUs are a type of domain-specific architecture, or DSA, processors that are hardwired for one purpose. DSAs, designed for AI algorithms, are typically faster and more energy efficient than generalist CPUs or even GPUs. Newer versions of NVIDIA's GPUs now sport hundreds of these units alongside their traditional cores. Hardware makers, mindful of battery life, have also joined the fray. Apple, which as a hardware maker started designing its own silicon well before the TPU days, has integrated a neural processing unit, NPU, akin to the TPU, into its smartphones, iPads, and laptops to speed up AI tasks. In these devices, the NPU is not a separate chip, but a block within the main chip, which also houses CPU and GPU cores. Big firms are not the only ones making AI chips. According to PitchBook, a research firm, since 2017, investors have poured over $24 billion into AI chip startups. In the first half of this year alone, upstart chipmakers have attracted $9.7 billion, matching the total raised in the preceding 3 years. These startups have devised their own tricks to break through the memory bottleneck and rein in runaway energy use. One of the startling features of the Cambrian Revolution was the emergence of complex creatures larger than any seen before. In chip making, that is the Cerebrus approach. The American startup wants to reduce off-chip memory access by cramming all its circuitry into one huge chip the size of a dinner plate. The latest wafer chip from the firm has 900,000 cores and 44 gigabytes of on-chip memory, around half the off-chip memory of the H100, a leading AI chip from NVIDIA. By restricting all the data movements to within the wafer, Cerebrus claims that its chip has 7,000 times greater memory bandwidth than the leading GPU. But each unit is much pricier, needs its own cooling system, and requires a specialized manufacturing process. Given the vast array of machine learning models, designing specific architectures to accommodate all of them efficiently can be a challenge. To address this, some firms are exploring chip designs that can be reconfigured based on the algorithm in use. Sambanova Systems, a California-based chip company, has designed its processing unit with small local memory blocks that are laid out in a two-dimensional grid, much like the TPU. When a user runs a machine learning software framework like TensorFlow or PyTorch, Sambanova software configures the optimum structure of the grid based on energy and speed. Although the surge in computational demand has mainly centered on chips for training large AI models, most chip design innovations are tackling the challenge of inference. Running a single inference is much cheaper, but over time, the total cost often surpasses that of training. Google estimates that 3/5 of its total data center energy use goes on billions of inference queries. Jay Goldberg, founder of D2D Advisory, predicts the AI chip market will eventually split into 45% for data center inference chips, 40% for gadget inference chips, and 15% for training chips. Designing processes that are optimized for machine learning is smart, but tweaking the algorithms offers another way for chip makers to squeeze out extra performance. There are two ways to improve the efficiency of neural networks: use less precise numbers and prune the network to remove irrelevant cruft. Computers typically represent numerical values in floating-point format across 32 binary digits, or bits. But computer scientists have found that machine learning algorithms can use less precise numbers without sacrificing accuracy. Weights in a neural network often cluster around small numbers and zero, making a lower precision format ideal. Using fewer bits means less shuttling of data between the processor and memory, which boosts speed and cuts energy consumption. Switching to 16-bit floating-point notation halves the memory and energy consumption compared with a 32-bit implementation. Another way to improve efficiency is to identify and skip unnecessary operations when performing calculations relating to a neural network. According to Bill Daly, the chief scientist at NVIDIA, most neural networks are inherently sparse or contain a large number of zeros, which means you can remove a large number of weights without reducing accuracy. The trick is to find the right balance between the overhead in identifying these zeros and the benefits of skipping the redundant operations. NVIDIA claims a 1,000-fold gain in GPU performance on AI inference over the past 8 years. Moving to smaller manufacturing nodes and increasing the die size to pack more transistors into a chip improved performance 6-fold. But the biggest gains, almost 160 times, came from smarter design decisions. Mr. Daly admits that when Moore's Law was going strong, chip makers were playing the same card over and over simply by shrinking transistors. Though they have not yet run out of cards, he says, the challenge now is to come up with a new card each time. Without the support of Moore's Law, sustaining exponential gains may be hard. Adi Fuchs, a computer scientist at Speed Data, an AI chip company, points out that during the Bitcoin boom, once the underlying algorithm stabilized, the industry exhausted its bag of tricks to eke out new gains. Since 2017, most AI models have used a type of neural network architecture called the transformer, which is better at identifying patterns in data. Mr. Fuchs thinks that to maintain AI's performance trajectory, the future may lie in developing new algorithms that outperform current transformer models, rather than trying to optimize silicon to run transformer models more efficiently. For chip makers, this is a problem. It can take up to 2 years to design a chip. But software models change quickly. If a hardware design is too specialized, it can quickly become obsolete. Mr. Patterson believes these are exciting times for researchers because this is all brand new stuff. For bosses of chip firms that are building specialist chips amid rapid software changes, he admits it is a really scary time.